Hi guys, and welcome back to another video. In today's episode, as the title suggests, I'm stopping masturbating for 30 days. Come and join me on my little adventure, and don't forget to like and subscribe. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz, as always. So I have seen a lot of posts online about saying stopping masturbating for 30 days makes you stronger and this and that, and I'm gonna put it to the test. Don't panic. I'm not doing this for any religious reasons. I'm also not saying it's wrong. And I'm also not saying I'm going to last the full 30 days. All I'm going to do is see how long I can last without masturbating. So if you are watching this, I am starting on the 4th of July. So for my American viewers, happy Independence Day. And if all goes well, in 30 days time, I'll be pulling my plums again. That's something like the 4th of August, and that sounds so far away. I don't know if I can hold on that long. So what I'm gonna do is I'm not gonna bore you with a day-by-day account. I think that's gonna be too much, and the video is gonna go on way too long. But what I will do is try and hit like day 5, day 10, something like that, just to give you little updates on how I'm getting on. And then I'm gonna make one video for you to watch that will hopefully be about 5 to 10 minutes long. And yeah, just give you little updates on how I've got on. So I pulled my plums for the last time about an hour ago, and now it's a 30-day journey. So let's get into the rest of the video. So I am 48 hours in, and this is getting a bit tricky with the, obviously with the work that I do in the adult industry, I get exposed to a lot of stuff that want me to masturbate. So to try and do an actual 3 weeks or 4 weeks now of not masturbating is going to be very tricky. It seems like everything is out to get me. Only 28 more days. 8 days into the 30-day no-fat challenge. So for the first 6 days of the 30-day challenge, there hasn't really been that much of an issue. Sprung a boner here and there, not a big deal. Just got on with my day. So I woke up yesterday and had a slight pain in my nuts. As the day's gone on, it's slowly gotten worse. And I woke up this morning and had to Google what was going on. Now, there is a scientific name of it. I don't know what it is, but the common name is blue balls. Although this is not a life-threatening condition, it feels like someone is squeezing my nuts 100% of the time. I can't sit upright, I can't lay down, and I can't walk. So what did Google say I can do about it? Well, obviously I can masturbate. There's no point in seeing a doctor as it's not technically a medical condition. The only thing I can hope for in this situation whilst I'm doing this challenge is a wet dream. I had plenty of those growing up, so let's hope I've still got it in me. It is day 10 of the challenge and I am still in a little bit of discomfort, so I've started taking a few painkillers just to get rid of the pain. Hopefully within the next couple of days it'll ease off a little bit and I'll be back to normal. So day 15 of the challenge and I am halfway through. It's gotten easier, I'm not aching as much now, it's not feeling like someone squeezing my nuts 100% of the time. I was filming for one of the other videos that I'm recording and it took me about 4 attempts to actually get the footage that I needed because every time I watched it I was starting to spring a boner again. The sooner this challenge is over, the better. Okay guys, day 20 of the no-fat challenge. Yes, it has gotten easier, I have pretty much knocked porn on the head. It's the only thing I've been able to do to stop the pains from coming back. Now people have asked me, do I feel stronger, more energy, stuff like that? No, is the quite honest, simple, straight answer on that one. I have found that I have a few extra minutes each and every other couple of days that I'm not spending pulling my plums. But on the whole, I don't think it's benefited me that much. 10 more days to go and I'm pretty much looking forward to having a wank at this point. Final 5 days and I'm back in pain again. For the last 2 days, the cramps have come back, so I'm finally back on the painkillers. Last night, I was in a bit of discomfort and I had trouble sleeping, and that's why I look such a wreck this morning. As I say, 5 more days, I've got some new stuff on the way, so I'm looking forward to getting this over and done with now.
24 hours left to go, and I've got myself a couple of little treats to enjoy myself once it's over. Make sure to like and subscribe to see what I bought in my next video. That's it. The challenge is over. I can freely go and masturbate again. So overall, how did it go? Well, I got on with it. I'd done what I needed to do. I didn't masturbate for a full 30 days. So would I do it again? Absolutely not. And the reason for that is I don't see what the benefits was going to be. Call me slightly skeptical, but when I watched the videos on other people doing the challenge and giving up for 30 days, they were saying you were gonna get fitter, you was gonna have more sex appeal to women, you was gonna... I knew that was all rubbish. Quite honestly, I was more irritated with 100% of everyone. Everyone got on my nerves. I didn't have more energy. I did have slightly more time on my hands. So when I'd go and masturbate, I had time to do other things. But when I think about it, I was in pain and discomfort, so I don't see the point of why I'd want to put myself through that again. I didn't have more energy. I guarantee you there was no extra guys or women queuing up at my door because I hadn't masturbated for a month. And I'm certainly not any stronger. The way I see it, if you want to rub one out and have a little bit of fun and enjoy yourself for just a little bit of time every day, what's the harm? Who are you hurting? The way I see it, if you're not hurting anyone, what's the problem? Would I recommend you to do it? No, I don't see the point. So that's it from me in this video. I hope it's helped you decide whether you wanted to try NoFap yourself. I'm going to go and open this for my next video. If you want to see what it is, make sure to like and subscribe and hit that notifications icon for once it's been released. If you have got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, happy wanking!